Judges chapter 10. After Abimelech died, Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, arose to save Israel. He was from Issachar, and he lived in Shamir, in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years, died, and was buried in Shamir. After him arose Jair, the Gileadite, who judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys. They ruled 30 towns in the land of Gilead that are called Havot Jair, the towns of Jair, to this day. Jair died and was buried in Chamon. The Israelites again did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals, and the Ashereth, and the gods of Aram, or Syria, Sidon, Moab, Ammonites, and the Philistines. They abandoned the Lord and no longer served him. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines and the Ammonites. They crushed and oppressed the Israelites that year. For 18 years they oppressed the Israelites who lived beyond the Jordan River in the land of the Amorites in Gilead. The Ammonites crossed over the Jordan River to attack Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim, so Israel was greatly distressed. The Israelites called out to the Lord, "We have sinned against you. We have abandoned our God and served the Baals." Then the Lord said to the Israelites, "Did I not rescue you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, and the Philistines? The Sidonians, Amalekites, the Maonites also oppressed you, and you cried out to me, and I delivered you from their hand. Yet you have abandoned me and served other gods, so I will no longer save you. Go cry to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you in your time of trouble." But the Israelites confessed to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems right to you, only please deliver us this day." Then they put away the foreign gods among them and served the Lord. He was grieved and no longer able to stand the misery of Israel. The Ammonites mustered their troops and camped in Gilead. So the Israelites assembled themselves and camped at Mizpah. The commanders of Gilead said to each other, "Who is willing to fight against the Ammonites? He will be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead."